Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the 14th of June. Wow. Think of that. We're already halfway through the year. It just seems to go so fast. This particular program is going to be dedicated to one person. And the reason I am doing this is because this person asked me to answer this question via the podcast because he listens to it. And I'm honored that he does, and I'm grateful that I'm still of value. He had been with me in shall we say, my formal teaching years down in Escondido. And I loved him very much and cared about him. Hopefully taught him some things that helped him. But he just couldn't hack it. He was one of those kinds of Tony Robbins kind of person, think and grow rich, and he wanted money and all of that. Well, according to what he has told me, things just didn't quite work out very well. And I don't know what it was, and I don't need to know. So with all this being said, once again, he wants to retreat back into coming to be with me. And he wrote, I want to come back, but I don't know how to deal with my ego in doing so. Could you help? And then he asked me to put this on the podcast. People are really strange, aren't they? Instead of talking to me personally, he wants me to do it publicly. So, all right, you know, once the die has been cast in a person and there has been no sense of change, no remorse, no sense of really wanting to go back and take a look at what's going on and have a new devotion and dedication to self-awareness, to self-realization rather than self-preservation, it really is hard to come back. It really is, because the ego is always pounding us. It really would take a Herculean effort on the part of this person, and I'm telling him this publicly, but I'm not, of course, using his name. He was with me for many years in Southern California, and I've had many students like this that got head up and got insulted by something I was teaching, and they have their idea of what a spiritual teacher should be like and who they should be talking to and how they should act and all of that. I'm a wild thing. I don't live in that kind of genre. So I'll do just about anything to get a person to see what's going on within them. The trouble is that when they do see it, they don't really appreciate what I'm doing and what I'm sacrificing in order to help them. So it is a very, very difficult thing. There's an old Zen story about the man who came into the Zen master. He was a great poet, and he was renowned all over the country, and he came to the master to what he thought of as study. He thought he could just, pop in and pop out when he felt like it, and that's what he did. And so when the man came to, this artist came to the Zen master, he said, look, I've come to give you another chance to help me. And the Zen master slapped him in the face. Now, this guy was like 90 years old, the master. And the poet, which he was, got so annoyed at him, he stomped out of the room. And he told one of the students there, I'm going to, when he comes out, I'm going to hit him. Reverting back to human nature and impulse. A 90-year-old man, and the student reminded him, you don't understand. He was slapping some sense into you, and you don't have any. And imagine his hand, how much it hurt him to slap you for the sake of helping you wake up and see what you were really doing. And of course, the man couldn't understand that, but it is true. At the end of anything I do with students, my hand hurts. It's just a constant thing to try to help them. And they will fight it all the way, tooth, hook, and nail, because they believe in their human impulse. So unless a person has gotten past their human impulse and is no longer trying to uphold their genetic nature and think that their genetics are the way, the truth, and the light, there is no way you can come back and work on yourself. You're going to have to do many things. One of the worst things you can do is quit. And I've had many, many people quit and then come back 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years and say, I'm ready. And they're not. They're still not, because they didn't do anything with themselves in between. People want to just change their circumstances. They don't understand the condition of their circumstance and what made them live the way they do, what their circumstances were doing as a matter of consequence for their, well, shall we say, arrogance and pride. It's the pride that is the problem with most people. And if you don't understand this, you don't understand this. If you don't understand the way, the truth, and the light from what I'm trying to share with you, you'll never understand it. You can't be insulted. You can't take it all in the ego and think, well, you know, this isn't helping me become the person I believe I am or want to believe. You need to go do Tony Robbins stuff. You need to go and find somebody who will aggrandize your ego. And humility is not something that you will find in those kinds of people where you can actually admit, I of myself can do nothing. It is that which lives within me that does the work. This is humility. We're not a humble people. We really aren't. We're a prideful people. And as long as you put your emotions first, you will always be prideful. And you will never be able to do anything humbling, anything that would awaken you to your soul. And that's really what it's all about. So as long as you just want to come back because you think you made a mistake or whatever, that's not going to cut it. What will cut it is humility, to realize, really realize that you have lived, a person has lived too much, too far in the ego, and that their pride is first, not love. Listen to me. You have to put love first, not pride. If you can't put love first, not human love, not human heart love, which is nothing more than the ego. If you can't put selflessness ahead of your selfishness, there's no way you can come back. We live in a lifetime that is very difficult, in a world that is very difficult. And there is no way around it. Those who live in this world suffer grievously. We all have seen it in ourselves. We keep making, as a population, the same mistakes over and over and over again. And we do it with a sense of pride, looking for the power of vengeance to do the things we do. We have no character, no sense of what it means to be gracious and forgiving. So, what do I say to you? You need to look at yourself and realize you've gone too far, you're way over the line, and there is nothing I can do to help you until you are willing to see what you have done to yourself. And you are willing to change, metamorphose, change. I hope that helps you, my dear one. Anyway, I hope that helps all of you too. This is kind of an open conversation with a past student who really wasn't a student. He was an attendee. I'm out of here. be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, and I hope you'll join me.